This is Pastor, well, former pastors, Randy and Joanna Herndon, evangelist to the world. And we're just blessed to have them here in our little community, this Highway 150 corridor. And we're believing, we've seen miracles, but we're believing for God to move mightily this morning. And we're going to go deeper, aren't we? So praise the Lord. You got anything, Randy? Matter of fact, you do, praise the Lord.
You'll be all right. Hallelujah. You know, there's no telling what's liable to happen today, right? We've had all these other things. There is no telling. And we're going to embrace it, aren't we? Come on. Hallelujah. It's a strangest thing sometimes when you have something and somebody else comes up and talks about the fire and somebody else would come up and the praise team are singing about the fire, and that's what I have this morning. Something about the fire. I did it because Joanna loves the fire. And she's known as a fire starter. Amen. And because there's a Pastor Jeff up at Whitehorse told her one time, he said, "You are a fire starter, so you have to keep going out there and starting fires." Everybody understand what that really means? Come on. So she always asks, she says, "Is there anybody from the fire department here? I don't want you to run me in starting fires." Hallelujah. So the fire of revival, there's seven things that I found here. We're going to talk about them a little bit. And the first one is fire illuminates. Well, what does that mean? Well, it means it spiritually opens a door. Come on. Now, there's some doors that's open to you that you don't need to go through. Come on. But, yeah, there's a lot of them, and most of them are bad. We need to open that door where you see the face of Jesus. Come on. So, fire illuminates. The second one is fire makes us warm. Right? And it makes us glow with a heat that has no flame. Whoa, that's cool. It makes us show elation and excitement. I'm going to tell you something. You get the fire on you, you're going to be excited. Come on. Fire imparts energy. And that means to be active, and it gives us strength. Right? I didn't know fire could do that. Well, yes, it can. Nothing spreads like fire. She was going to help. Nothing spreads like fire. You say that a lot. But it's usually over a large area. When she starts a fire, she starts a big one. Amen. And it usually has a large area, but it also moves into other places. Wow, that's cool. Fire reveals. In other words, it makes something known. It's like to make something that has been hidden, but now you're able to see it. Whoa. Fire refines. It removes the unwanted substances. Oh, come on. To improve something by making changes. We've been talking about changes lately. The refining says it purifies and it cleanses. Wow. To remove unwanted substances, to improve something by making changes, and it purifies and cleanses. There happens to be seven of these. I don't know why that seven's a good number. The seventh one is fire consumes. And I heard Jenny this morning say something about consuming. And isn't it unbelievable how we're all on the same page? Come on. I love this. Fire consumes. In other words, to burn away, to renew or replace, or to do away with completely. Wow. Like Joanna says, there's nothing that see, when a fire starts, it burns till it burns everything up. Completely. Amen? All right. Let's get Joanna up here this morning and see what she has for us, okay?
Well, I just love being in the house of the Lord. Every time they say it's time to go to church, I get excited because the house of the Lord is an exciting place to be. I always used it like when I was a kid, we used to play tag. How many's ever played tag? You know, and you, one of the things, if you don't have a base, they'll just chase you forever. So you always say, where's base, right? All you kids, most of you get a base when you play tag. That's one thing I always want to know, where's the base? Because, you know, that sometimes somebody just decide not to chase the 15. They just pick on you. They look at you and say, I think I'll just chase you until you're both worn out. Because you don't want them to touch you because you don't want to be it. Come on. And so you're like, no, and you run and run. So you want that base. Where's that base so I have a place to quit running so much so I can just catch my breath? And so when my brothers and sisters, when we decide to play tag, I'd ask them, where's base? And so they'd tell me, like, say, this is base right here. They said, that's base. And so then we'd all get out and say, ready, set, go. And as soon as they say ready, you know, we'll all be kind of standing in the circle, ready to scatter. And the person, it, way we did it, kind of stand in the middle. And we take off because they just kind of close their eyes, turn around, then they decide to come after you. Well, the minute they said, ready, set, go, I ran to base. And they say, you can't stay on base. I said, yes, I can. So they started making a rule that they count to 10. So you have to get off base and then go back. So they'd count to 10. I'd go off. I'd go back home. So then my family decided to make it even more. So, no, you can't. Because I would, the others would get out there and run and want to be chased. I'm like, I'm not. I'm going to base. They go, you can't stay. So then they started making another rule. They said, all right, when you get off, you have to run so many feet this way or so many feet this way before you can go back to base. And so I'd say, okay, and sometimes I'd get caught, and I didn't like that. But if I didn't get caught, I'd figure a way to try to hurry up and do that real quick and get back on base. Now, you may say, why are you saying all of that? Because to me, church is base. Every time I come to the house of God, I'm on base. You can't touch me. And he gets mad because he don't like me being on base. And he tries to tell me, you need to get off base. I said, no, I'm not. I don't have to. He don't have no rules with me. I don't play his game. I tattle on him. I don't like the things he does. I don't like the things he says. There's nothing that the devil does that I like, and I don't want no part of it. So to me, when I come to the house of God, whenever I'm able to come into his presence, even if I make a place in my house to pray, that's my base. I can find places in the Lord that's my base, and the enemy can't touch me. Amen. And if he lies to you and tells you you have to get off base, you tell him, I'm not leaving base. Amen. Because if you get off base, he's going to try to chase you everywhere and touch you and try to make you it. And the Bible says the devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy. There's nothing there says he's going to play games with you and have fun. He's not going to play patty cake with you. He's not going to play ring around the rosies. He's going to kill, steal, or destroy you. That's his whole plan. And so that's why I get excited when I come to the house of the Lord, because I get to go to base. And then once I learn more about him here, then I find out I can make base at other place. Because, see, I've gone to neighbors' houses and I've gone to friends' houses, and I found out, I'd say, where's your base? Come on. And they'd say, oh, yeah, we're playing tag. Well, I don't know. Well, you need to make a base real quick. And so sometimes when I feel like I'm being chased, devil's after me, all kinds of things are happening, I'm like, where's base? So sometimes there's not always church on a Monday or Tuesday. Come on. So we have to find out from the Lord then, God, I need base right away so that he can't touch me. Of course, I've been talking about how that if we get hot for God and we be the church on fire, and Randy's talking about fire, and those who weren't here in the revival, I said it's like teaching that kid, do not touch that stove, it'll burn you. And you're trying to cook, and the kids want to get up there and help you, and they're trying to scramble the eggs, and they're all over the cabinet. And of course, you keep telling them, that's a stove right here by Grandma or by Mama. Don't you touch that stove, or it'll burn you. But sometimes when you're cooking and doing, they'll touch it. I told you not to touch that stove. And they're like, didn't burn me. Didn't burn me. But one day they're up there and you've turned the stove on and you're doing something. And all of a sudden, ouch, it burned me, ouch. I told you not to touch that stove. Amen. And the Lord said that in Psalms 91 that he is our fortress. He is our strong tower. He is our protection. Amen. He that dwelleth in the secret place. He that dwelleth on tag, base. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. Now, it's going to be hard for the devil to touch you there. To abide under the shadow, I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. Woo, I'm protected. I mean, when the armies wanted to come, they'd say, get in the fortress, get behind the fortress, hurry, get behind the walls. He's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. For surely he shall deliver me from the snare of the fowler. That means the booger bear, one-eyed monster. My dad used to call him the, oh, what, Slewfoot? Slewfoot, that's right, he did. He'll even protect me from that, Slewfoot. And so when we get hot, that's why Jesus said, I would you either be hot or cold, because if you're lukewarm, I'm going to spew you out. So that when the devil's, he's just touching you, bringing sickness, disease, pain, suffering. He's just touching you everywhere. And he's touching church people everywhere because, first of all, they're not getting on base. They're not getting in the secret place of the Most High. And they're not on fire for God. They've gotten lukewarm. They've gotten apathy. They've gone to sleep. They've cooled off. And the devil's touching us everywhere. But there's coming a fire. There's coming a fire into the church. And there's coming an excitement back into the people and a joy unspeakable, full of glory. And the devil's not going to realize it when he's touching, and he's going to come up and ouch, ouch, they burn me. Them Faith Harvest people burn me. What is going on there in Greenville, Indiana, and 150 corridor? Ouch, a fire. That's what's going on. Burn me. And I said that devil will report back, demon back to the devil. And he said, what are you doing down here? I told you get up there and mess with them. Give them a hard time. Get sickness, disease. Make them do mean things to kill. I told you to go kill, steal, destroy, be sneaky. Promise them all kinds of things. But whatever you do, go get them. And they say, no, they burn me. Just go ahead and beat me, devil. They're burning me. My hand hurts. Come on. And God wants the church on fire, and he wants to be our refuge, our strong tower. He wants us to run to him. And when the righteous run in to the refuge and the fortress, he is our protection, and the devil can't touch us. Get off base. I'm not getting off base. I'm going to church. And then I'm going to set up base wherever I go. And I'm going to let him be my protection, my shield, my... Hi, sweetie, I've been missing you. Good to see you. I've been asking Mama, you tell her she better get here. I want to see her. Amen. She knows who I'm talking to. Hallelujah. Now, the enemy has all kinds of plans and things to kill, steal, and destroy. And one of them is music. That's one of the biggest ones because you have to remember he was the praise and worship leader. He was the one who had all the jewels and the music and the tunes. I mean, I'm sure even as he wiggled, things sang within him. There was such music all throughout him. But when he decided he thought he was going to take over and was kicked out of heaven and thrown down, he said, I can't get to these Christians and I can't get to people. I'm having the hardest time. I touch them, they get hot, they burn me. But he said, one thing I'm real good at, I know, and that's music. And music is also good. As I was telling the girls the other night sitting at Pastor Mark's house, I said, but music is also destruction. And they got it everywhere we go. They got it playing in Walmart. They got it playing in the restaurants. Everywhere we go, music is playing. See, the devil also wants to set up a kingdom, and he wants to be worshiped, and he wants to be God, and he wants to be in charge. And he's not in charge, not going to get to be in charge. So he wants you to worship him, and he knows you're not going to, because all of us preachers have already told you how bad he is. Like, I ain't worshiping nothing like that. He's mean. So I ain't talking to him. So how does he do it? Through music. He gets you to say things you wouldn't say because you sing his songs. See, there's been a study that's been proven. It goes into both hemispheres of your brain. I can preach to you and you can reject what I say to you. It will go from your subconscious to your conscience, and you can reject it. But science has proved that music can go through both hemispheres of your brain. You cannot reject what comes through in music. If I sang my message to you, even if you didn't want to hear it, like that song they sang the other night, people get ready, Jesus is coming, and he said, and some of them want to plug their ears and go, la, 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 or however, how do they do that in that song? Huh? Yeah, la, 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 la. How do they say it? Say it.
People walking around with their fingers in their ears, singing la, da, 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 da. I don't want to hear the sound of the coming king.
La, da, 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 da. La, da, 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 da. And some of you, the minute I hadn't forgot, la, da, 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 da. Why? Because it was in music. And to all of us that heard that, even if you wanted to reject that Jesus is coming, you could not reject it. Because it went into both hemispheres of your brain and it even made you think, oh, I wish they'd get off that song. Especially if you're not living right. Amen. And even as you leave, it's kind of in there. Huh. And the devil knows that. So he's got all this music out there that says, don't mind your parents, hate policemen, hate each other, I'm mad, have a boyfriend, have a girlfriend, get another boyfriend, sleep with this one, do that, why don't you kiss, why don't you do this, why don't you hold hands, and it goes, and it might start off with little innocent songs for the younger kids, but as you get older, they're not so innocent anymore. Now I'm going to go a little deeper, and some of you ain't going to like it. I don't know why. I was going to preach on Jesus' touch today. But there is a music called hip-hop. And hip-hop is a religion. Now, a long time ago, when my husband and I had business, he never did like hip-hop. I thought it was kind of cool. You know, I mean, I could get down with hip-hop. You know? I could do some dancing. And it had a jive beat. I didn't know how to do the robot stuff, but I felt like one. Because it had a beat. And I liked that beat. You know? I was a little older. I would try to even do those flips with those kids and lay on the floor and do the spin around. I wouldn't dare try to do that now. In fact, one time I thought I'd be a little cool at one of the church with all the young people, and they was calling everybody to the center, and they called the pastor, and he wouldn't go, and they called the pastor's wife, and they sang a little song, and they, people get in the middle and do something, show off. I thought, well, when they call me, I'll go. Well, let me tell you something. When you get in there and show off, you're going to pay for it. I went in there to show off, and my pants were too long, and they grabbed my foot, and, I mean, I'm just dancing away. Holy, you know, it wasn't a Holy Ghost. It was just a fun one. And they were singing these Christian songs fast, and I got out in the middle like, I'll show you, yeah, I can do this. And my foot got a hold of that heel with my pantsuit, and boom, this big old woman hit the floor hard. No, there was a foot up under my body, some kind of twist. I felt like I played in the game Twister, and then my whole body just went down on the Twister. When I got up, I didn't say anything to anybody. I smiled. They said, you okay? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm thinking. I said, you sure you're? Oh, yeah, I'm fine. I'm fine. Holly was there. Yeah. And so after everybody, you know, you do. Oh, yeah, but I went and sat down. And they kept calling people up to dance. You sure you're okay? And they, you know how, I remember back in the 50s or 60s, they would make two lines and you'd go up the middle. Except for this was a circle. And so they was having more getting up. And usually one follows another. I'm like, I'm not getting up there again. I didn't want anybody to know. I'm sitting there, oh, what have I done? I was afraid to look because I knew he'd see it. Well, that's what you get. And I wasn't going to say nothing. And so after everybody left the room and it all calmed down, Holly, come here quick. By then I'd pulled up. My foot was swollen. There was this huge, I said, get some ice quick. About the time I thought he'd gone on to bed and I was okay, out he walks. What are y'all doing? Yeah. What happened here? She says, I think she hurt her foot. I did. And, of course, I ended up with a broke toe and had to wear some kind of boot and all that. But God healed me, too. Yeah, they were going to do surgery, bend my toe back, put a screw down in there, and all this. I said, oh, no, you're not. And so I was kind of like him. Go ahead and pray. Let's get this like Sean. Amen? But the reason I say all of that, because hip-hop being a religion, they don't believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. They believe that that the Son of God came through, and I can't think of the name of what they call this God. It was one of Solomon's wives, and that's the son that they say was the Son of God. And that's who they worship. And they said, we can't get people to leave the United States back to Africa. They were trying to get people to come back to Africa. And they said, uh-uh. No, but we'll get your music. We like that beat. Come on, y'all, just listen to me a minute. We like that beat, but we'll get your music. And they did. And now it's all impenetrated in our youth. It's all penetrated in our children. And even us as adults can't put stuff down. I know growing up, I said, I'll never do this, I'll never do this, I'll never do this, I'll never do this. And in my heart, as a Christian, I believed with all my heart I would never do these things. But music penetrated both hemispheres, and I began to listen to things my mom told me not to listen to. And now I find myself doing this, and the next thing I know, I have pulled away from God. Amen. So we have got to watch our children, what they listen to. And we, as adults, have to watch what we're listening to. This music penetrates both hemispheres. So when you got, there's some rock and roll, there's words. Well, she's gone out, but my friend Michelle here, I've had a talk with her. She keeps saying, I need deliverance of stuff. I just can't, this stuff, the devil keeps just, and I said, what are you listening to? Huh? What are you listening to? Well, all kinds of music. Well, I need to see what all kinds of music you're listening. I was like, oh, girl. No wonder you can't get deliverance. You're wasting my time. Keep trying to cast these devils out because all they're doing is just pinning, praying right back in there with music. Come on. And so sometimes some of you will walk out of here feeling all free and excited, and then you put on your favorite tunes again, and you're wondering, well, I thought I got set free. You just opened the door again. So we have to watch what we listen to. Television is another thing. It's a setup from the enemy, and it's things to bring brain waves in. All of this was plotted a whole long time ago. Satan's been planning on things, and he said, well, we got to get to the kids. If I get them young, they say when they, he's doing everything he can. And you know what? There's a lot of people who'll miss church to watch their favorite shows. This is sometimes why the reason it's hard for revival, because it's an idol we don't want to let go of. I know I'm meddling. I'm not trying to meddle. I really did have a message. I really did. But I'm tired of seeing the devil just pick on all of you. I'm tired of seeing the mess and the sickness and the disease and the lies, because we won't stop some things. We still want to keep the ites in the land when God said, get the ites out of the land. The Canaanites, the Hittites, the Jebusites, he said, I don't want you running with them. I don't want you buying and selling with them. I don't want you to be a part of the ites. The ites must go. But we say, I make a little money off the ites. We're doing just like the children of Israel, and we're embracing things we should not be embracing, and we're wondering why we're having problems with our children. I take them to church, and now they're starting to rebel. I even have to plead the blood of Jesus when I go into stores and into Walmart, because I don't know what they're playing. It's going through all the airwaves now. I do like going to Cracker Barrel because they play gospel. I do like going to Chick-fil-A because they play gospel music. Amen. It may not make me. But it's penetrating in my brain that brings me peace and joy and comfort. And so God wants to set us free, but sometimes the freedom we're going through, we're going right back. It's like a dog that returns to its vomit, the Bible says. The Bible says when we walk away from those things, we're to walk away from them. And we don't, you know what? It's really not your, some of it is not our fault. We really didn't realize that. Education, being taught and being trained. When the children in the Bible of Israel, when the book was brought out, they were like, we didn't know this. We didn't know we weren't supposed to do this. We didn't know we could not do this. And they went into repentance and revival broke. And sometimes me and pastors can't just repent all the time for you if you don't turn from it. I can keep saying, God forgive the church, God forgive the parents, God forgive the children, they don't know. Even Stephen said, Jesus, forgive them, as he was being stoned, for they know not what they do. And then when Jesus went on the cross, he himself looking down at all of them saying, they just haven't had enough teaching, they've just not had enough training. And he said, and yet, if they only knew. He said, yet I know I've got to go home. I've got to pay this price. I've got to go on Calvary. I've got to shed the blood for every one of them. And I know I need to teach them more, but I'm going to go on home. And he said, I'm going to send the comforter. He said, so I've got to pay the price so that your sins and the blood will cover you and you will be forgiven. But while he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. So I'm not coming to tell you this to get you in trouble or to get you mad. I didn't even come to bring it as a fight or an argument. I come so that you can have freedom. And that I ask God to forgive you. And sometimes he tells me, you need to tell him. You need to let him know. I've asked some of the kids, I said, how many of you, and I'll ask some of you, how many of you right now would bow down and worship Baal? Anybody in here want to worship Baal? Even if I didn't bring the idol in, would you like to worship another god called Baal? Do you know that really we are doing this today in our world? We have a spirit of Baal running rapid in the world. We have Jezebel and Ahab in our leadership. And the spirit of Baal, even though we're not bowing before an idol, because of the things we're doing today and the things we're embracing. And I'm not trying to do this to embarrass anybody, but we got more cutters than we've ever had. I have prayed for more people with cutting, and that is a spirit of Baal. And they're only doing it because the pain is so severe. But really, it's the devil wanting a blood covenant from you. And the reason he's having you to do that is to take that blood covenant that your God's already paid for. He did the blood covenant. The blood covenant's already there. You don't have to cut yourself for nothing. That's already done. He already took every blood beating, every blood bath that he needed to take for you, so you don't have to do that. And the devil knows that blood covenant sets you free, and that blood covenant brings you joy unspeakable, full of glory, and it gets you back on base. Woo! You can't touch me now! Yee-hee. And they know that. Amen? And that's why he has that going on. And he set up plans to destroy you as little kids, to have all kinds of things happen to you, so that when you get in pain and when you listen to music, you do these things. And I've had kids tell me, I didn't know that was worshiping another god. I would never do that. And you know, because they found out the facts of things, it's truth, it's set them free and they've stopped things. Just having the facts and just having the truths. Why? Because in their heart, they love God. In their heart, they've asked God to come into their heart and forgive them of their sins. But they got all this other junk just running around, and they don't even know how to get to base. They're just saying, oh, he's after me, he's after me. Oh, he's going to touch me, he's going to get me. I don't want to be in, he's after me. And you're just running everywhere. You're just so exhausted by the time you get to church. Oh, Pastor, I'm hanging in. I'm about to die. Yeah, go ahead. Thank you. Yes. No. And then we get confused and think church is a place to come get fixed. And you probably needed it first. Because you're broken. My Bible says broken pieces ruin lives, is why he died on Calvary. You're broken. Everything don't seem to come together. So yeah, you might start off being fixed. But if you keep coming, you're getting equipped. So that you know, hey, yeah, I didn't know this was base. I didn't know I didn't have to be chased. I didn't know that I could get in my car and make base. I didn't know I could go home and make a base. I didn't know. I thought I always had to run and run and run. Now, you see evil, you do run. Bible says, shun the very appearance of evil. You see something evil, something come towards you, not good, boys and girls and young people and moms and dads and everybody, run, Forrest, run. Bible says run from the very appearance of evil. And so I tell you these things because we need to run and we need to embrace what God has for the church. Now today it was really funny. No, it wasn't funny. Very symbolic. And now I understand, because the Lord's bringing me to this. At the beginning he said, let's all hold hands. Let's connect. Then he said, well, if you can't, just do the best you can. I'm going to tell you something, what's going to bring a fire and keep a fire. You want to know? We got Father's Day coming up. How many of you men like to grill? Cook out on the grill. Put them up high. Look at them cookers. So some of you men are going to understand what I'm saying. Some of you who've seen grilling or been around, it's going to understand. If you want a fire to get going, you got to go get some coals or some wood, right? And, of course, sometimes to get it started, you put kerosene or whatever. But I know my husband, when he wants to grill, he goes and gets something called some briquettes or something. I don't know. These little black things. Charcoal. Thank you. I knew it was something there. He goes and gets a bunch of charcoal, and he loads that charcoal down in that grill. And then he puts this kerosene on it, strikes a match. And I'm thinking, now what are you going to do? He says, just wait. The fire's going, and I mean, it's like, it's up in the air, and it's like, whoa, you're going to burn the whole house down. No. See, that's how revival will start sometimes. It's like, but then we got to keep the fire burning. How do we do that? Last time I came in 2009, I even said Leviticus 6:13 says keep the fire burning on the altar all the time. And I thought, Lord, how do we do that? How do we really keep it? Because we can't have the all the time. Even though we want it all the time. But yet there should be a fire at all times. So that any time the enemy comes in, he's still, ouch! They burn me again. I'm having a hard time getting next to them Christians. You're just fiery little people. Amen. The Lord began to show me through grilling, cooking. And I don't even cook that much. My husband said, why does she talk about cooking like she's some big cook? I'm big, but not a cook. But he puts all these things in there. See, there's a lot of people, they can't get a good fire on a grill. They can't get things cooking. You know why? Because there's a little coal, not a COE kid, but a coal, C-O-A-L, coal over here. And then there's a little coal over here. And some of it, even today, when he said take hands, we had little coals connected and some more little coals here connected and some more little coals here connected. Hang with me. And when our coal gets over here by ourselves, we're not touching no one and no one's touching us. And we might be burning. Whee! I'm on fire! Whee! Fire, fire, fire! But it's going to go out. My husband won't cook on that. He'll even say, what happened? Who got a hold of my grill? What's this little coals doing all by themselves? Oh, I thought I'd help you. They look like, help me. You don't scatter my coals. You don't? No, you don't put one over here and one. I mean, one time and he said, go get the charcoal, put it in. I was laying a little coal here and a little coal there. And I thought, I'll make it look all cute. He said, have you not ever seen what I do? I said, yeah, but you don't make it look cute. He said, it ain't cute. That's what the devil's trying to make you think. You can be cute and be all hot yourself. Don't worry about what all the others are doing. And so you want to get over here and do your own thing. I'm anointed. I'm appointed. I'm called. And I'm going to do what I want, when I want, and how I want. And you ain't touching nobody but yourself. And pretty soon you're going to go out. But when those coals are connected and they're touching each other, there is a fire, and that fire begins to just keep going, and it'll flame up and down and up and down, but it doesn't go out, and you can cook on it. Now, I know that I've watched enough of campfires, and my husband, when he wants the fire to go out, he begins to scatter all those coals. You can pour water on, and they're still burning. You getting me? It's like, I thought you poured a whole bunch of water on all of that. Yeah, but there's still it's smoke and all that. And you look through all that smoke and stuff. If you haven't scattered them out, they're still burning. And even when you scatter them out, some of them are still burning. You take the campfire, same thing. You start scattering it out. You pour water. And there was a place where we built a campfire. They built a big metal lid. They put it down in a metal thing because sometimes we'd have to leave. And I said, what are you doing? He said, those things won't go out that easy. And they put the lid on it. After they scattered it, after they put water, after they did all they can. See, the devil's trying to scatter the church. He's trying to scatter us. He's trying to keep us from not touching one another, not affecting one another. He don't want your fire to go. He wants to scatter you everywhere. He wants to put your fire out. He wants to throw water on you. He wants to put a lid on top of you, and he wants to stop you. But God said, I want you connected. I want you touching one another, and you touching others and touching others and touching makes the fire keep going. That's how the fire stays going. So this is what we're going to do this time. We're going to all come up and we're all going to connect. We're all going to touch. Everybody in the church, children and all. We'll pray for sickness and other things. Whatever else you need, if somebody can get this for me. But I want you, not only what I've told you, I want you to stand and do it to understand what God is trying to say. Come on. Come join me. Everybody. If you got to sit down, pull or drag a chair up here. Everybody's got to get a hold of somebody. We got to be touching. Woo! Come on, bring them in. Everybody touching. Even the little ones, all of them. Yeah. Now, that if a little one breaks away, that's just how y'all do sometimes. That'll just be symbolic. If you see one of them break away and take off running, say, yep, that's just what you do, and that's why it goes out. But don't worry about them. They'll be okay. But I want it to start. Now, see what happens when you're touching. Go ahead. You're touching her, and she's touching you. And you're touching her, and she's touching you. We're touching each other's lives. And in this touching each other, it keeps the fire going, and it's exactly what God wants us to do. My life should touch your life, and your life should touch my life. Makes you want what I got. Makes people say, I need what you got. I don't know what it is, but I need freedom, and I need joy, and I need peace, and I need what you got. Well, why don't you just connect? It's not going to be that hard. Yeah, but I'm having a hard time. I'm running and I'm being chased. Well, get connected again. It don't hurt nothing. Connect up. Just connect up. And being connected begins to bring those coals of flame and the fire of flame. And it keeps us going. And whenever somebody gets disconnected, gets into the wrong stuff, listening to the wrong music, doing the wrong things, you're like, no wonder they unhooked. Where you been lately, buddy? What's been going on lately? What happened? I'm running for my life. He's chasing me. Come on over here and let's get connected. This keeps a fire going. And see, it expands from here. Because not only are we supposed to touch each other, but we're to touch wherever we go. We're to touch people wherever we go. We're to be a church not just connected in here touching, but our lives should touch others so their lives touch others, and the fire gets bigger. Now imagine what all God can cook. Imagine what kind of revival we really will be in. It won't just be church. It will be a Holy Ghost fire. And it will be like the book of Acts, where the people are added to the church daily. And there's going to have to say, get some more hot tubs. Yeah. Get some what? Horse troughs. That's the next one. Horse troughs. Get a bunch of horse troughs. We need help because people are getting connected and lives are getting changed. And they found out where base is. And now they can get free. Because as long as I was on base, they couldn't touch me. And most of the time, I never got it. It's only when they changed the rules and I had to run, and they stood there and waited, count to 10, so they could touch me the minute I got off base. Yeah, and then they changed bases on me. And that's what the devil do. Don't listen to him. He'll say, the base has changed now. And you got to run a whole long ways to get to the next base. You tell him, this is base. Don't you lie to me, devil. I'm not going to go to that church over there. I'm not changing. No, but base is over here. You need to go down to Texas. Base is in Texas. You need to go to Louisiana. No, my base is right here, and I ain't moving. You count all you want, and you go ahead and say it's changed. But as far as I'm concerned, this is my base. In Jesus' name. And so for a minute, I just wanted you're touching whoever's next to you. You don't know what's going on. I just want you to say a prayer over them. I want you to just say, Lord, I don't know what's going on. If there's something in their life and they don't know, I've never touched them maybe before. Maybe, you know what, some of you just change because some of you, like, I think you're a couple. We're going to change up the coals. Come on down here between these two ladies. Come on. We'll take you right down here between Pastor and my husband. Come on, Esther. Take you right here between these two. Come on, Mike. Yeah? Took your coal. Get right between these two young men right here. There you go. How are you doing? You're better? Amen. 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 We're going to pray again. Thanks. shall prosper. Whew. All right, some of you, come on, change some coals. You and you, come on. Change some coals. Hook up there. I'll get you. Hook up there. There you go. Come on. Come right down here between these two. Where are the other? Oh, she found one. Okay. Yeah. I know. Let your coal go. Come on down here. Right here. Uh-huh. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Different. Okay. Amen. Yeah, I'm going to get in here. She korra baha isi poko. Yerobo hose beke. He torobo hose beke. Right in here. Right in here. Mighty, mighty, mighty boy. Oh, you got Si, and Si got you. You two are hooked up. Whew. Hallelujah. Ye koro boho shebeke. Right here. Now, come on. Between these two young men right here. We keep losing coals and gaining coals. That's what happens. You lose coals and gain coals. We shouldn't be losing any, though. All that one is just out connecting up more. Amen? Now, I wanted you to see symbolically that you touching each other is what God wants. This is the plan of God. And it's going big. Hallelujah. So let's just pray. Did you know that you have a cloud that follows you wherever you go? It ain't Linus, a little cloud with a little dirt cloud. Maybe we have that. But everything you put in that cloud is what will rain down upon you. If you say, I can't, I won't, it will not happen. I'm mad, I'm sad, I'm busted, disgusted. Everything you pour out and speak into that cloud, it comes back and rains down on you. We need to start putting in our cloud joy, peace, love, fire, anointing, healing, deliverance. Come on. These things we need, and we need it to rain down upon us. And so it's time to start changing your atmosphere in your cloud. Start speaking to your cloud. I will, I can, we will do. I am healed, as he's doing down there. He's quoting the scripture saying, no weapon. His cloud's going to rain healing all over him because he's, don't you leave me, because he, watch her, because he's putting it in his cloud. The Lord just told me that after I come and asked you how he's doing. He said, you're putting it in your cloud, and your cloud's going to rain down healing, and it's going to rain down finances, it's going to rain down deliverance, all these things you've been talking about. You've even said, as she told me, if it's generational stuff, if it's a demon that got a hold, if it's witchcraft, the witchcraft of assignment will get canceled because of what you're putting in your cloud. I don't know what's been around or who's been around you. That even could be, I thought of that last night. It could be even a witchcraft thing that has been sent that you don't even know that happened. But that be broken right now in the name of Jesus. Every witchcraft spirit or demonic activity that is trying to come against has no authority, has no power. Lord, the land will be cleansed. If there's anything on that land that has been done at one time that was bad and he didn't know and it came as assignment, it won't work. Be ouch, ouch, he's too hot. Ouch, huh. Ouch. Every time we go around him, he's raining and hot. That little cloud just pours all over him in Jesus' name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. So now, if you need joy unspeakable, full of glory, because the first time I met Holly, she was the most shyest girl in 2009, wouldn't even tell me her name. Jenny told me her name. And if you ask her a question, somebody had to help answer for her because she wouldn't hardly answer. Yeah, I don't know. That was another one. I don't know. And she didn't like people. Now everybody loves her, and she does like people. She ended up in the floor, got drunk, and now she's just real easy. If I'm not careful, if I lay hands, she ends up going out. Now I know she'll do that on me, and then I won't be able to use her to help pray. So if you need joy, you need your fire back. You need peace that passes all understanding. You need to come over here and get in this line with Holly, and she's going to pray for you. If you've had also demons tormenting you, you need to come over here and stand in front of Holly. Come on. You don't have to run anymore. You've come to base. If demons are tormenting you, you need to go over there and get in her line. Because I everywhere I go, I'll be somewhere and have Holly pray, and I'll hear something screaming and hollering in trash cans. And I'm like, I'll be back. I'll be back. She don't even know what she's doing. She's like, what's going on now? Now, if you're sick in your body and you need a miracle healing, I need you to come over here on this side. My husband's coming over here with me if you need healing. Okay. All right. We need some believers. Pray for Pastor Donna, some of you. Dan, oh, Dan's catching. Yes.
I brought this up at a bad time, but you know what? If you have not had an opportunity to give to this work, this basket right here, okay? Your tithes, you can put in the, you know, the boxes, but if you haven't had an opportunity to give.
Sorry about that.
That's okay.
You're money
hungry. Yes. So you have an opportunity to sow into our ministry and to sow into the church right here in the basket. And so before you leave, be sure and bring your offering, he's saying, okay? But we're just going, whoo, send a fire. Sickness and disease will be on this side. You need healing in your body. Please come over on this side. And if the children, if you could bring the children to the middle for me, I want to pray for the children. I want to pray for these children. I want to pray a hedge of protection. So as soon as they finish with Randy here, yeah, you just go ahead and right here. Just stay right in here. There you go. Come on, children. Revival, revival. Hallelujah. Oh, to be God's hand extended, reaching out to the oppressed. Let me touch him. Let me touch Jesus so that others may go. Aren't you cute? What's your